Hey everyone, my name is Dr. Michael Forstner, and welcome to the Kaleidoscope Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to anyone that's suffering with ulcerative colitis or Crohn's disease or any type of GI issue. Our goal is to dive deeper into understanding things that can help us improve our GI system. So join us each week where we dive deeper into anything that can be beneficial for us. Looking to improve your mitochondrial function for increased energy, supporting the strength and density of your skeletal system and teeth, or possibly optimizing calcium absorption and utilization and maintaining healthy heart function? Well, look no further than vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 at Just Thrive. Vitamin K2 and D3 are one of the most nature's vital powerful couples. Both are essential for maintaining a strong immune system, peak energy, and thriving heart and bone health. In fact, your body needs vitamin D3 to absorb calcium and vitamin K2 to direct the calcium where it needs to go. So if you are looking to improve your overall health, go to justthrivehealth.com and check their vitamin K2-7 plus vitamin D3 and use colitis at the checkout to get additional savings. In today's episode, what we're going to be diving into is omega-3s and the gut health benefits with this supplement, because there are multiple things and I do want to highlight ways that you can get omega-3s, and we will talk about a few research papers on why it is so important. Now, there are a lot of supplements out there, but one that really has the biggest health benefits is omega-3 fatty acids. These essential fats are renowned for their cardiovascular benefits, brain-boosting properties, and anti-inflammatory effects. However, recent research has uncovered yet another remarkable aspect of omega-3s, the profound impact on gut health. So let's first understand omega-3 fatty acids. Now, omega-3 fatty acids are the type of polyunsaturated fats that play a crucial role in various psychological processes. The three main types of omega-3 fatty acids are alpha-linolenic acid, ALA, isophenylalanic acid, EPA, and docohexaminine acid, DHA. So I'm just going to bring doing the shorter terms because that is a hard word to say. While ALA is found in plant sources such as flax seeds, walnuts, and chia seeds, EPAs and DHAs are primarily found in fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines. So the gut micro, the key health with this benefit though, the gut microbiome consisting of trillions of bacteria, fungi, and other microorganisms residing in your gastrointestinal tract, which we talk about this pretty much every single episode, has gained considerable attention in recent years for its influence on overall health with the omega-3s. A balanced and diverse microbiome is associated with numerous health benefits, including digestion, enhanced immune function, and even mood regulation, because we all know about the gut-health-brain axis. When you have a healthy gut, you're going to have a healthy brain, and vice versa, a healthy brain goes to a healthy gut as well. Both these things simultaneously work together. So by having things that can benefit on both ends, you're going to see massive improvements in your overall health. So the emerging research that we need to look at suggests that omega-3 fatty acids play a vital role in maintaining a healthy gut microbiome. Several mechanisms contribute to this beneficial relationship. So the first part is reducing inflammation. And this is always a key talking point to anything that we're trying to have help our health, our gut health, especially, and even our brain health. If we can reduce inflammation, there are huge benefits. So omega-3s process potential anti-inflammatory properties, which can help alleviate inflammation in the gut. Chronic inflammation is linked to various digestive disorders such as inflammation bowel disease, IBD, and irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. By dampening inflammation, omega-3s may mitigate, and symptoms associated with these conditions can start to dissipate and go away. So again, by decreasing inflammation, you will see reduced symptoms such as disease. Along those lines, modulation of the gut microbiota, omega-3 fatty acids have been shown to influence the composition of diversity of gut bacteria. Studies indicate that individuals with higher omega-3 intake tend to have more diverse gut microbiome, which is indicated of better gut health. However, omega-3s may provide the growth of beneficial bacteria while suppressing harmful strains, fostering a balanced microbial ecosystem. So again, you're helping feed the good bacteria in your gut health, which is what you always want to do. On top of that, it enhances gut bacteria barrier function. A healthy gut barrier is essential for preventing the leakage of harmful substances from the intestines into the bloodstream, a phenomenon known as leaky gut syndrome. Omega-3s support the integrity of the gut barrier by promoting the production of mucins, which are proteins that form a protective layer over the intestinal lining. This reinforces helps prevent the entry of pathogens, toxins, and into the bloodstream, reducing the risk of systemic inflammation and related healthy issues. So, backing up a little bit, this mucins that we're talking about, having this little bit of layer again helps gel over the wall, which again helps your gut lining and really helps heal as well. So not only does it give it like a barrier, it's also going to help it heal up as well. Now there's other things that can do this as well. Omega-3s being one of them, aloe vera being another one, even chia seeds when you soak them for a long time and get that gel-like effect. And we can talk about that in another episode. All do this as well. So again, this is another reason why having omega-3s in your diet is going to have a huge impact in your overall health. So how do you get omega-3s into your diet? That's what we need to talk about next. So to harness the potential benefits of omega-3 fatty acids for gut health, it's important to include dietary sources of other essential fats in your meal. Here are some tips though to increase your omega-3 intake though. So first off, you can obviously eat fatty fish. Aim to consume fatty fish such as salmon, trout, sardines at least twice a week to obtain ample amounts of EPA and DHA. Now, there are studies saying that you may have to eat more than this, but you're trying to optimize as much as possible by having two or three times a week. This is obviously going to be better than not doing anything at all, but granted, if you can only do it once a week, still better than not doing it at all, but there are other ways. You can add plant source bases. Incorporating plant-based sources of omega-3 such as flax seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, and walnuts into your diet. While these contain ALA, which we talked about earlier, the body can convert some of the ALA into EPA and DHA. Although the conversion efficiency is relatively low, this it still is giving you more of a chance to have some of those other nutrients. So again, by incorporating some of this, especially some of the people that may be vegetarian or vegan, you can still go this route to get some of your omega-3s, which again is going to have a huge impact. And again, we did talk about some of these seeds, like the chia seeds, they're going to get that mucin, like I talked about just a little bit ago. So therefore, that is why that's going to be a popular one that you want to also add to your diet. Now, you can also consider supplements. This is totally fine as well, but you do want to check where you're getting your supplements from and where this company is actually getting their omega-3s. Because if you struggle to obtain your omega-3s through dietary sources alone, consider taking like a high quality fish oil supplement. But again, you want to check what's actually in this and provide that they have done some testing, because nowadays we do see a lot of supplements that really are just on the shelf just because they slap a name on it. You definitely want to make sure it's been third party tested and has the highest quality that it can possibly have. So at all being said though, omega-3 fatty acids offer huge health benefits, including supportive cardiovascular health, which again, that's very important just by itself, cognitive function, and now gut health by reducing inflammation, modulating the gut microbiota, and enhancing the gut barrier function. Omega-3s play a crucial role in maintaining digestive wellness. By incorporating omega-3 rich foods into your diet or supplements as needed, you can support the health of your gut, your microbiome, and promote overall well-being. So that being said, make sure you are checking the food sources where you get omega-3s, supplements, fish, even flax seeds, chia seeds, walnuts. All these things are going to have huge benefits in your overall health. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode on omega-3s. If you did, make sure to give this a 5-star review, share with anyone that you think will enjoy this topic, and as always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode. That is a wrap for our podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If, again, you like this episode, make sure to comment and like this and share with all your friends. It means so much when you share this information with everyone else. Again, if there's anything that you want to hear, send us an email, send us a comment. We'll definitely be happy to respond back to that and maybe talk about that topic. As always, make sure to talk to your provider first before you make any medical changes. Again, this is not meant to be something for you to change your medication or anything along those lines. You need to talk to your medical provider first before you make any changes. As always, stay healthy. We'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other health care provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about essential amino acids. Now, these are a group of amino acids that the body cannot produce on its own, hence the name, so they must be obtained from our diet, the foods that we are eating. Now, there are 9 essential amino acids. We're going to list those in just a second here, and then we're going to talk about why these 9 are so important and different ways you can get this. So even if you are a vegetarian, I have a few different items that you can possibly be eating that will get you all 9. Now, granted, you could still eat other foods that don't have all 9, but you want to make sure throughout your diet, throughout the day, that you are getting all 9 of these, because if you are not, you're going to notice some of the issues that we're about to talk about here in just a little bit. So let me run through the 9 real quick. So histidine, isoleucine, leucine, lysine, methionine, phenylalanine, threonine, tryptophan, and valine. Now, you don't have to remember all these unless you're doing some type of research or anything, but those are the 9 that you need to have in your food. So you can have maybe a little shortcut to where you can see all these when you're looking at certain foods, but just knowing which foods have these is going to make a huge difference. Now, these amino acids play a crucial role in various physiological processes within the body, and we're going to talk about those now. So the first thing we want to look at is protein synthesis. Amino acids are the building blocks for proteins. Essential amino acids are necessary for synthesizing proteins required for growth, repair, and maintaining of tissue, including muscles, bones, skin, and organs. Obviously, those are important, so we want to make sure that we're doing everything to help heal these areas. Now, if you do not know, our cells keep regenerating all the time, especially your gut lining. So this is an area that you want to make sure you're giving it the best nutrients possible. By eating foods that have 9 essential amino acids, you're going to help with repairing your gut health. Now, granted, depending where your gut health is at, it may take longer, or if it's already doing well, this is going to help maintain that. So making sure you're getting that food. Now, kind of branching off that, muscle growth and repair. So essential amino acids, especially leucine, isoleucine, and valine, known as the branch chain amino acids or BCAA, are vital for muscle protein synthesis. These help to repair damaged muscle tissues and promote muscle growth, making them essential for athletes and individuals engaged in physical activity. So that by itself too, my listeners, if you are doing any type of activity, and granted, almost all of us are doing activities, whether we're just straight walking, picking up our kids, or again, we are playing sports, we are working those muscles, and we want to make sure we're able to repair and make sure that muscle growth is still happening, because that is one of the issues as we get older, as our muscles start atrophying, getting smaller, that can lead to whole different issues with falls, weaknesses, things along those lines. So again, we want to make sure we're doing that as well. Next on the list is hormone regulation. So certain essential amino acids are precursors to hormones and neurotransmitters. For instance, phenylalanine is a precursor to tyrosine, which is further converted into dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine. These neurotransmitters play key roles in mood, regulation, stress response, and cognitive function. And we've talked about this before with your cognitive function, that your brain is connected to your gut and your gut is connected to your brain. So if you're not getting these essential amino acids, you're going to have issues with your cognitive function or your brain, which that down the pipeline can lead to issues at your gut. And again, this is why we're talking about why this is so important and why you need to make sure that you are getting these in your diet each and every single day. Next on the list, enzyme function. Now, many enzymes require specific amino acids as cofactors to catalyze biochemical reactions in our body. Essential amino acids contribute to enzyme activity, thereby facilitating various metabolic processes such as energy production, digestion, and detoxification. Those 3 are also very important. Obviously, digestion and detoxification, because if we have certain things in our body, which as we breathe each and every day, we're bringing in some type of invaders into our body through our nostrils or our mouth, even though we should be breathing through our nose at most times of the day. On top of that, things that we're eating, there's always going to be things on top of that, and what we're drinking as well. So there's always these invaders that are coming into our body. So again, we want to make sure that our enzymes are functioning properly, and we will talk about the immune system next. But this, again, is going to help us with just our overall gut health, with digestion, and even energy production, because our gut actually uses a lot of energy to break down food. We do not have to think about it, which is a great thing, but there is a lot of energy being utilized by our entire GI system that, again, like I said, has to break down those foods to get the nutrients from that type of food that we're eating. So the immune system, though, let's branch off into that. So immune acids are involved in the synthesis of antibodies and the immune system's components, helping to defend bodies against pathogens and infections, which, again, is not surprising there. Adequate intake of essential amino acids supports optimal immune function and enhances the body's ability to combat diseases. So, again, that goes down the detoxification role, that we're helping our immune system go where it needs to. If it sees a foreign invader, it lets the whole body know, hey, well, that should not be here. And again, our body should do what it's supposed to do, fight that off, get rid of it, toss it out. But if our body is not getting the essential stuff that we need, these areas are not going to function properly. Think about it. If you had the fire department or the police department and you had two or three people on at a time, well, if there's four fires, you can't go to all four fires with only three people. So therefore, like I said, you want to make sure that there are enough cells that can combat these, so your immune system itself, but you also want to make sure that they are prepared to combat them, because if a firefighter just shows up without a fire truck or any water or anything, they're not going to do anything anyways with that fire. So like I said, you want to make sure they are equipped to take on what's ever going in your body, and having essential amino acids is going to help with that. Now, along those lines then too, which we did kind of touch on before, is a neurotransmitter synthesis. So essential amino acids are essential for the production of neurotransmitters such as serotonin. Now, I know we talked about dopamine before, but this derives from tryptophan, which plays a crucial role in regulating mood, sleep, and appetite. So serotonin, think about this. If you're not sleeping well, which we've had an episode on sleep, if you're not sleeping well, it can do a massive amount of damage, because this is a time frame when your body's actually recovering throughout the day. This is giving your body rest. Your cells are able to actually transition from dying cells to newer cells, things along those lines. It's also a time that you're not really putting too much stress on your body. You're obviously not eating at this point, or you shouldn't have been eating right before bed. So again, you're allowing your GI system to kind of calm down. The brain's able to relax a little bit more. Your entire system is able to shut down for a little bit and recover. So having that serotonin is going to be a big help when it comes to sleep, because if you're not doing that, you may fall asleep, but you may not be getting the quality sleep that you want. And like I said, we had another episode where we talked about better ways to get sleep, such as nasal breathing, how your room should be set up, and things along those lines. But like I said, sleep plays a massive role in our overall health as well. And lastly, healthy hair, skin, and nails. Now, certain amino acids such as cysteine and methionine are essential for the synthesis of keratin, the structure protein found in hair, skin, and nails. Adequate intake of the essential amino acids promotes health and vitality of these tissues. So if you're noticing your nails are getting brittle or your hair is falling out, you're probably not getting all essential amino acids. Now, granted, I understand if you're having some type of GI issue, you may not be absorbing all of them, even though you are taking them. I know when I have my ulcerative colitis with issues, and even to this day, I still struggle with hair loss, because I can see sometimes when I give a shower, there are massive areas where just the depth of hair I had there is completely gone. I know I'm going bald, but it's one of those things, by having more essential amino acids can easily help out with that. So you're probably wondering, well, where can I get these types of essential amino acids? Now, you can obviously take supplements, but I consider getting your sources from food is going to be a bigger health benefit. And therefore, again, we're going to run down through the meat category, or again, if you're not a vegetarian, this is, again, you may want to look at the other stuff we'll talk about. But the big components here are going to be meats. So your beef, chicken, turkey, pork, lamb, all these types of meats are rich in complete protein containing all 9 essential amino acids. On top of that, fish such as salmon, tuna, cod, trout, they're, again, an excellent source of this, but they also have omega-3s like the salmon, so there's also that beneficial factor as well. And eggs. Eggs are a complete protein source containing all essential amino acids. That being said, though, before we forget, we need to eat the entire egg, not just egg whites. We're talking about the yolk. If you're just eating strictly egg whites, you are not going to be getting all the essential amino acids. So again, make sure you're eating the entire egg and not taking the yolk out. There are so many health benefits with that. So that being said, if you're on the category of being more of a vegetarian, plant-based, well, I have some answers for you here too. So a few of the things, I'm not going to jump into all of them, but one of the big ones is quinoa. Quinoa is one of the few plant-based complete proteins containing all 9 essential amino acids. It's also rich in fiber, which that is a huge benefit for our overall gut health, and a variety of other nutrients in it. So quinoa, again, is just a jam-packed full of so much things that can help your gut health. So if you're having quinoa and meat, awesome. You're definitely getting what you need to be getting. On top of that, chia seeds, they're also another great source. They're high in protein, contain all 9 essential amino acids. They can also be just added to smoothies, yogurts, oatmeal. And we've talked about chia seeds, how they actually kind of gel when they're added with water. And therefore, again, that can be soothing for your gut lining, especially someone like myself who had ulcers on their GI lining. So this is another helpful benefit to that. And the last one I'm going to talk about are hemp seeds. Now, hemp seeds, depending on who you talk to, I actually enjoy them, but they do have a different type of flavor to them. So some people may like them, they may not, but they are rich in protein, healthy fats, and a variety of other nutrients on top of having the essential amino acids. You can sprinkle them on top of anything. You can have them by themselves as a snack. I think they're great, but like I said, each and every one is different. But these are a few different options. You can also Google search other foods and you want to make sure. And you can have different foods that cross over to make sure you're getting all 9 throughout your day. But these ones I talked about have all 9, so you don't have to worry about not getting them throughout your entire day. So that all being said, essential amino acids are vital for maintaining overall health. I think we've already established that throughout this episode. Supporting growth and development, optimizing athletic performance, regulating mood and cognitive function, and bolstering the body's defense against diseases and infections, which we are always talking about how we can improve our body to fight that. Therefore, consuming a balanced diet that provides a significant amount of essential amino acids is crucial for promoting optimal health and well-being, which is why today's topic is on that. So I hope you really did enjoy this topic. I think this is another one of those episodes that everyone should know about. Even if you're not having any GI issues as of right now, this is something that could be down the pathway if you're not getting all 9. That could start leading to issues, and you won't know until you get to that point. So if you already know you're not getting all 9, you can already take the steps forward to stop that happening down the pathway and continue on a healthy path, which I think I've just said pathway too many times. But like I said, this is something that you want to make sure you understand and you're getting it in your diet every single day, because we need to keep replenishing these things, because like I mentioned, we are constantly doing things throughout our day that are going to utilize those essential amino acids. So again, we want to make sure that we are replenishing that pool for our system, so therefore we're not having issues with, again, our gut health, our sleep, muscle growth, things along those lines. So that is all I have for you today in this episode. If you did, again, find this interesting, enjoy it, I would greatly appreciate it if you give this podcast a 5-star review. Share it with anyone that you think will benefit from this, because again, sharing this information helps get this information out to more people, helps me grow this channel as well. I greatly appreciate that. But like I said, you can help someone that's not having any GI issues and prevent them from having GI issues. So that can go a long way to help them out. So, and then like I said, if again, you haven't, I recommend also going to her website. If you have any questions, always feel free. I think you can ask questions here as well, but you can go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com. Subscribe to her newsletter. We send things out every now and then about updates on what's going on with gut health. So there's that information as well. But that is all I have for you today in this episode. Again, I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode.